Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Johann Sebastian Bach was the greatest member of a musical dynasty. Beginning in 16th century Germany, 300 years worth of Bach's held jobs as town musicians, organists, and choir directors. Johann Sebastian's father was a musician, his grandfather was a musician, and his great-grandfather was a musician. All the male members of the Bach family were trained by their fathers, uncles, and older brothers to carry on the tradition. That's by Johann Sebastian Bach's uncle, Johann Michael, or John Michael Bach. His daughter, Maria Barbara, married Johann Sebastian, who was her second cousin. I guess that made her Maria Barbara Bach-Bach. In German, the word Bach means stream, but Johann Sebastian produced a whole ocean of Bachs. He and Maria Barbara had seven kids. When Maria Barbara died, Bach married a singer named Anna Magdalena and had 13 more children. 20 in all. J.S., that's short for Johann Sebastian Bach, expected his sons to follow in his footsteps, and several of them became well-known composers. Bach's oldest son, Wilhelm Friedemann, or W.F. Bach, worked mostly as an organist. He never quite lived up to everybody's great expectations, even though he wrote some nice music. The fifth child, the third son of J.S. Bach, was Carl Philipp Emanuel, or C.P.E. Bach. He was very successful. C.P.E. Bach spent years working for the flute-playing King of Prussia, Frederick the Great. Frederick the Great never went anywhere without his flute, not even into battle, so C.P.E. Bach wrote a lot of flute music. Both C.P.E. and W.F. were sons of J.S. Bach's first wife, Maria Barbara. Anna Magdalena, Bach's second wife, was the mother of his youngest son, Johann Christian. J.C. Bach was the most radical member of the Bach clan. For starters, he left Germany and went to study and work in Italy. In order to get a job at the cathedral in Milan, Italy, this Bach did something no Bach had done before. He changed religion, converting from Lutheran to Catholic. And J.C. Bach did something else his father had never done. He wrote operas. After Italy, he moved to one of the hottest cities in Europe for Italian opera and became known as the London Bach. That's right. People in London, England, were crazy about Italian opera. Even, or especially, if it was written by Germans. There's a man named Peter Schickele who claims to know about yet another Bach son, P.D.Q. According to Peter Schickele, until he discovered P.D.Q. Bach, no one wanted to admit that he existed. Peter Schickele says that's because P.D.Q. Bach stole music from other composers and came up with things so outrageous that they make people laugh. Because it makes people laugh, Peter Schickele keeps right on composing, I mean discovering, music by P.D.Q. Bach. That's from a P.D.Q. Bach piece called Iphigenia in Brooklyn that's written for double reeds. When a composer says music is for double reeds, he means oboes and bassoons, instruments that have double reeds sticking out of the top of them. Blowing into the reeds is what makes the instrument sound. But P.D.Q. Bach wrote for double reeds without oboes and bassoons attached. The words are pretty funny, too.
Who knows what it is? To be running.
only he who is running, running, running. No.
P.D. Q. Bach may be a Fig Newton of someone's imagination, but Johann Sebastian Bach certainly wasn't. At the beginning of this show, you heard a bit of his Brandenburg Concerto No. 2. Next time on Classics for Kids, find out what a concerto is. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.